Blog Talk Radio.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name until the nation responds. Somebody shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
So you enter into this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, you won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
he
the
miracle. To fit your need.
What's the trouble?
Once you trust him,
oh,
you
will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken neck.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's it. Lift your hands and say.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, come to bring me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
I'll wait. of the Lord. Called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Give on to God who's ahead of our life. Welcome to World Gospel Connection, where your host and co-host is my mother and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas, and my husband, Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. Today is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal day. It is Wednesday, Thursday, first off, and the last day of the year. My God, get ready for this morning. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 7 and 7. Action will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7 and 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited to have you guys be a part of today's broadcast. We thank you so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, we thank you for sharing your first fruit this morning as we share our first fruit, which is to give our praise and reverence unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for doing that with us on this morning. Our prayer this morning is something said or done that will ignite your fire, that will give you that push, that drive that you need. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited to be able to do that on this morning. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer on this morning. Let's talk to the Lord. Gracious Master, we thank you for this opportunity, Father, to come before these, your people. God, our opportunity, we do not take lightly. For we realize, God, that in this timing, in this season, God, there is a word, there is a remnant of people who are seeking after your word. Your word is truth and your word is life. Your word is power. Your word is grace. Your word is wisdom. Your word is understanding. So as we go into this morning, God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would, God, begin to mold our minds and our thoughts, God, as we get ready to cross over into this new year, this 2021, God, a place that we've never seen before. God, but we know that we need you throughout this journey that we're about to take. Father, we can't cross over this thing without having you in the forefront. Father, and this morning, God, God, allow us to be able to leave the baggage of our last year into this place. God, we take every situation and circumstance. Holy Ghost, you're messing with me too early this morning. I don't want to shake the people too quick. Lord, we give you the ability. Let us have the ability, Lord God, to take these things, God, off. God, we want to just leave this baggage, God, in this last season. God, as a matter of fact, God, we give it a graveside burial service right now. God, we dig a hole for it right now, God. God, and we cast all of those things into this hole that we're digging, God, and we bury this thing. God, we don't give it a tombstone. We go because we don't even want to have a memory of it, Lord. God, as a matter of fact, when we bury it, we don't even want to remember where we buried it at, God. God, we want to just leave this thing in this place, God, in this last desolation, this last place of destruction, God, we want to leave it there and remember it never again. God, we want to be able to walk into our new season, a new man, a new woman of God. And we want to be able to stand before you, God, and ask you, what shall we do now? What shall we do now, Father? In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're just excited about this next shift and what God is getting ready to do. We want to make sure we also acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank all of our overseas partners who are partnering up with us on this morning. Thank you so very much. All of our missionaries and all of our pastors that are there that are in the trenches doing the work with your hand to the plow and not taking it down. We thank you so much for doing that. We're praying for you. Know that we are praying for you. Know that we're always constantly on our mind, and you are on the mind and the heart of God. So know that we are not only praying for you, but God himself is interceding for you. So as we intercede, he intercedes. Amen. So we want to just make sure that we acknowledge you on this morning. We are the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. Amen. God bless you. God bless you so much. And we're continuously, constantly praying for you on this morning. We're continually, constantly praying for you on this morning. Amen. We're going to go ahead on, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge this morning that we thank you guys so much for tuning in, acknowledge those countries. So we thank you guys for being a part of today's broadcast and continue to be a part of today's broadcast. And we love you very much. We're going to go to a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Look at somebody and tell them God's going to get the glory out of this. Y'all act like y'all want to hear it. This is for that whole row right there, right there. And Shirley, stand up and face the audience this way, right quick. Come on, just stand up and wave at everybody. This song is for you tonight, ain't Shirley? You just give him glory. Give him glory. Come on, say it.
Give him glory.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Give him glory.
Y'all don't mind if there's a worship come.
Give him glory.
Come on, y'all.
Give him
grandma.
Glory.
amen. God's going to get the glory out of this that you're walking into 2021. I'm not going to prolong this time. Get your pen and paper together in your Bible, because this phenomenal woman of God has a word from her belly from the Lord. Ms. Connors, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. You know, we don't stop the Holy Flow moving, but we know you are on a time schedule, but we know how it is. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone on Facebook, for your patience. Please tag, share this with someone. You never know who may need this. I definitely want to get our minds together and set us in motion for the year 2021. So our topic for this morning is, you had the victory before the battle begun. You had the victory before the battle began. And so I'm coming from 2 Chronicles in between chapters 18 through 20, and I'm going to chronicalize, and we're going to talk about Jehoshaphat. So in life, we all face battles, challenges, and inconveniences. Inconveniences are those little irritating moments when you're already running late and you can't find your car keys, or when the internet isn't working and you really need to send an important email. Challenges are obstacles or situations that come against you. They're those things that get in your way. They're much like potholes on the road to destiny. Challenges tend to detour you or to delay you. And then there are battles. Battles are big. Battles make a huge difference in our lives. Battles are those moments of truth. They either make you or they break you. In a battle, you either stand your ground or you back down. And so I remember when I was in a tough season in my life, and I was on trial facing, trying to beat a life sentence, and I witnessed another side of my mother. You see, we've been in battle before, but this one was a little bit different. I met another woman that I haven't encountered in previous battles. And when it was all said and done, when we didn't even know we had the victory before the battle begun, I asked her, I said, "Mom, what was different about this battle? I seen another fight rise up on the inside of you. You fought a little bit differently this time. I witnessed a different side of you." She was praying and fasting and crying out to God and laying on the altar Sunday after Sunday. She was requesting meetings with the pastor and going to Bible study and gathering prayer warriors. She was relentless and restless in the midst of this particular battle. And she said, "There's a different kind of fight that rises up in you when you're fighting for your child." She said, "When I had the opportunity to go up against the enemy for my rightful portion of inheritance, I backed down. When I had the opportunity to go up against the enemy for my marriage, I backed down. When I had the opportunity to go up against the enemy for my peace, I backed down." But there's a different kind of fight that rises up in you when you start warring for your child. You start fighting like you don't care whether you live or you die. You start fighting like hell better back up off your seed. You start fighting like this is the final warning and you came to serve somebody a notice. And she said, "When I start fighting like that, the enemy had no choice but to loose his hold on you." And even though I understood her love for me as her child, I never fully understood or comprehended what she gained from a battle that wasn't even hers. I never understood or comprehended that part of it. It was a battle that she didn't ask for. It was a battle that she didn't choose. But when it came up in my life, she fought it. Some battles, in fact, most battles, we don't get to choose. Now, it would be different if it was her battle or a battle that she started, but this situation had nothing to do with her. It wasn't even her fault. In life, we don't get to choose our battles, and all of us are still trying to recover from something we didn't choose. So what do you do when you find yourself facing a battle that you didn't get to choose? You're fighting generational curses over here, and you're fighting depression over there, and you're fighting sickness over here, and a broken heart over there, battles that you didn't get to choose. All of these battles are waging war against you all at the same time. It would be different if they can get in line like how we were in elementary school, and maybe we can just tackle one thing at a time. But see, life has a way of sending situations all at the same time. Maybe I'd be okay if I only had to deal with this heartbreak. Maybe I'd be okay if I only had to deal with just one generational curse. Maybe I would be okay if I only had to deal with depression. But I'm trying to fight depression, and I'm fighting with my self-esteem, and I'm fighting with this sickness, and I'm fighting with these generational curses, and I'm fighting with my finances, and I'm fighting all these things coming at me at once. And in 2 Chronicles, we find a man named Jehoshaphat. The Bible says Jehoshaphat was a man of great wealth, of honor. He was a king. It says he was the fourth king of Judah. Jehoshaphat wasn't perfect, but he was a good man. He was a good king. He tried to do right, and he was a man after God's heart. And yet we find in 2 Chronicles verse 20 that the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Midianites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. They all came at the same time to wage war, and the Bible states that Jehoshaphat was afraid. And so 2 Chronicles 20, 1 through 4, it states, "It happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria.' And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord." So we see in the text that more than one enemy came against Jehoshaphat at the same time. There are three different armies coming to attack. So, of course, it makes sense that Jehoshaphat will be afraid of battling so many people at one time. So he chose to turn to the Lord in prayer, letting God know he doesn't know what to do and asking for help. Here, the first lesson we learn is perspective. Jehoshaphat could have looked at his current situation and questioned God, like, "God, why am I up against all of these people? How am I going to win? God, why would you let this happen to me when I'm a good person and I do the right thing and I do right by people and I go to church and I love the Lord and I give my tithes and I donate to the needy? So, Lord, why am I looking at three different enemies coming at me all at once?" But see, you have to understand that some people don't like you because of what you carry. The enemy isn't after you. He's after what you carry. You see, he can't destroy you. He can only attack you in battle. So he sends all kinds of situations to come up against you to get you to forfeit your position or to get you to back down. And it's only a matter of time before what you're carrying begins to manifest in your life. You're stronger than you think you are. You're more anointed than you think you are. You're more gifted than you think you are. That's why you're facing more than one enemy at the same time, because the enemy can't take you out by himself. And I know you feel outnumbered, and I know it looks like the enemy is getting the best of you in every area of your life, and I know you feel surrounded, and I know your adversary is trying to back you into a corner, but I stopped by on a Thursday morning on New Year's Eve before the clock strikes 12 to tell you that God has surrounded everything that is surrounding you, and I declare and decree over your life on this morning that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And so we move down to verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel and the son of Zechariah and the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael and the son of Mattaniah, a Levite. And he said, "Listen, all of you, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's." You see, fear tried to creep in, and we see Jehoshaphat is caught in between his faith and his fear. he begins to look at what's in his hands and not what's in God's hands. But you have to trust God in the fight because your victory is guaranteed. And I know everyone under the sound of my voice has been in a situation where you were caught in between faith and fear. Some of you even now have faith that 2021 is going to be your year, but fear keeps reminding you of how bad it was. And so you're left wondering, well, is it going to be my year, or am I going to repeat what happened last year? You're caught in the middle of faith and fear. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And so what you're expected to do in the middle of things you see is to have hope in God that he's able to offset what I see. So my faith has an object, and my fear has an object. Here, the object is the great multitude that Jehoshaphat is faced with. And this object is what stimulates his fear. But at the same time, your faith in God is based on who he is. So you're going to either believe God by faith, or you're going to believe that the enemy is greater than the God you serve. Anytime you're faced with things out of your control, battles that you didn't get to choose, situations that rise up, you're either going to back down and give up, or you're going to believe in the God that you serve. So on one hand, Jehoshaphat can count and he can see the multitude. He can see the armies waging war. He can see the situations coming against him. And he knows he doesn't have the capacity to handle it, so he has to rely on someone, something he can't see. And that's the power of faith. When you can look at your circumstance, you can look at your situation, you can look at the multitude, you can look at everything rising against you, you can look at the battles waging war, but something on the inside of your spirit says, if I can't handle it, I know somebody who can. And so Jehoshaphat was dependent not upon his own strength, but on the strength of the Lord. He was persistent in prayer. If you want something from God, you've got to be persistent in prayer, because prayer changes things. When the insurmountable odds are stacked against you, God may not change your situation, but he'll give you a word. When you pray, you give God permission to get in your situation. And God gives Jehoshaphat a word, because a word from the Lord, it stretches your faith. God is not moved by your desperation, baby. God is not moved by your tears. God is moved by your faith. Can you trust him in the midst of your battle? Can you trust him when all odds are stacked against you? Can you trust him when the enemy is waging war on you? Because the truth of the matter is, I don't care if there were 10 armies coming up against you. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. And so let's move down to verse 17. It says, you will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. So God gave Jehoshaphat a word. What you're up against, you've got to reach for a word. You've got to reach for everything God deposited inside of you. God already deposited victory within you because he knew your storm was coming. He knew that battle was coming. See, it may have caught you by surprise, but it didn't catch God by surprise. He already equipped you for the battle. He already gave you a word to stand on, because he had to give you something to put your anchor in, because this next move of God is going to take you to a place where you have to be anchored. When you're anchored, you can't be moved. And when I reflected on that part of the verse that says, position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, I thought about a tree, but not just any tree, a palm tree. You see, trees generally, they snap in the midst of a storm or strong winds, but not palm trees. Not palm trees. Unlike traditional trees, palm trees are not made of wood. Instead, they are made of a spongy-like substance, a spongy tissue. Its lack of conventional structure is what gives its flexibility. That's why you can witness a palm tree bent all the way over during a hurricane, and although it's bent, it never breaks. It can withstand the storm. It can fight through the battle of tough winds. It doesn't carry the dead weight of unnecessary branches like traditional trees. Most of its weight is at the top of the tree. And when the storm is over, the palm tree is the only tree that's left standing. Even if it was bent over during the entire storm, it springs right back up after the storm has passed. And so after gaining perspective, our next lesson is being firm in our position. Either our battles are going to push us away from God, or our battles are going to push us closer to God. If God said this battle wasn't yours, then you have to be firm and stand in your position. It's not yours, baby. Put down the glove, unload that rifle, take off your uniform, and get off the battlefield because the battle is not even yours. One thing I know about God is his word has a money-back guarantee. If he said it, you better believe he's going to perform it. He's going to back every word because he's faithful. He is magnificent and mighty in all his ways. And I don't know who this is for, but I know you have been in a tight spot. I know you're faced with a multitude of circumstances. I know you feel outnumbered. I know you feel surrounded. But God told me to tell you that help is on the way. God to him like you know he can do it. Stop talking to your battle and start talking to your God. Talk to God like you believe he can turn it around tonight. I know this is the last year. This is the last day of 2020. But you better start believing and start kicking in your faith that he can still turn it around by tonight. Talk to God like he can heal you by tomorrow. Talk to God like you believe this is your last year suffering. Talk to God like you believe this is your last year being broke. You'll never be broke another day in your life. This is your last year struggling. This is your last year begging. This is your last year hustling. This is your last year crying. It's your last year worrying. God said, all I need for you to do is praise me in advance. God said, I don't need you to fight for this next win. This next win is on me. You already sown seeds for this win. This one is on the house. And all you got to do is have faith and then walk in it. God said, this is your year of restoration. This is not your season. Hear me well. It is not your season of restoration. God said it is your year of restoration. He said, I'm going to restore you and your stuff. God said, when I get done blessing you, everybody is going to know who you've been talking to. You remember what Kanye West said? I've been talking to God, and if you look at my life, it looks like he's talking back. You're not going to lose in this next season. This next win is on God. This current battle is not even yours. All you need to do is be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he's a promise keeper. Be still and know that he's a way maker. Be still and know that he's Alpha and Omega. Be still and know that he's the beginning and the end. Be still and know that he's Elohim and El Shaddai. Be still and know that he's the first and the last. Be still and know that he's the author and the finisher. Who am I talking to on this morning? God said you're caught in between faith and fear, but I dare you to try God. You tried everything else, but I dare you to try God. You tried everyone else, but I dare you to try God. Your mama couldn't do it. Your friends couldn't do it. Your daddy couldn't do it. Sex couldn't do it. Those likes on Instagram, those shares on Facebook, that couldn't do it. Your status couldn't do it. Your title couldn't do it. You ought to start talking like it's already happened. I dare you to try God in this new year. I dare you to try God in 2021 and start talking like it's already yours. Start walking like it's already yours. I dare you to call the mortgage company and ask them for a 30-day payoff. I know you just bought the house, but I dare you to believe God that he can pay off 30 years within the next 30 days. Start applying pressure to that name. There's something that happens when you apply pressure to that name. There's something that happens when you call on that name. This battle is not yours. This battle is not yours. This one belongs to God. This fight is not even yours. The victory is going to be yours. I heard the Lord say, just praise me, then fear going to have to back up off you. Just praise me, then poverty going to have to back up off you. Just praise me, then lack going to have to back up off you. Just praise me, and worry and anxiety going to have to back up off you. God said, if you praise me, fear will turn into worship. Fear will turn into victory. Fear will turn into your next level. It will turn around in the midnight hour. Fear is going to turn everything around. It's going to set everything in motion. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is on the way. Your help is on the way. Your healing is on the way. Your deliverance is on the way. Your increase is on the way. Your peace is on the way. That marriage, I don't know who this is for, but that marriage, the one that you keep idolizing, the one that you see on Hallmark and Lifetime movies, the one that you keep liking, you're congratulating everybody, the marriage that you don't think you can have, the marriage that you would never witness in your life, that one is on the way. I declare and decree that it shall be your portion. True love is on the way. The one that you really want, not that toxic type of love, but true love, the love you. I know that the business keeps failing. I know that you haven't had a promotion in a while. I know that your friends aren't really your friends. I know that you've been single for a long while. I know you've been waiting on me, but God said I'm about to show up. God said just turn around and you'll see me coming forth. I know you're looking at multitudes stacking against you. I know you're looking at three enemies rising against you. But God said, I be for you. And if I be for you, we can take every one of them, every last one of them out. 5,000 may fall at your right hand. God said, I don't care what's stacking up against you. All you got to do is stand still. Just stand still and know that I am God. Just stand still and know that I'm going to show up like I did last time. Just stand still and know that you already sown seed for this victory. Just stand still and I'll give you the victory. God said, I'll give you the victory. God said, I'm going to turn your haters into believers. God said, I'm going to prepare a table before your enemies. God said, just stand still and let me prepare it. Let me go get the bread. Let me go get the ham. Let me go get the roast. Now, what type of silverware do you want? Do you want the Versace kind or what? Because I'm going to prepare that table. I'm going to prepare it in the midst of the very people who talked about you, the very people who laughed at you, the very people who said you'd never be there. God said, I'm going to prepare it. And then, matter of fact, I'm going to give you grace and compassion to give them a seat at it and while I prepare it. Because they're going to have to apologize for what they did for you in the last season. They're going to have to apologize for what they did for you in 2020, the year of 2020. God said, I'm going to make a believer out of everybody around you. I'm making your life like a Hallmark movie. I'm making your life like a movie reel. Because I'm going to make a believer out of you, and I'm going to make a believer out of everyone attached to you. God said, watch what I do in this next season. Watch what I do with this next move. Watch what I do in this next thing. God said, miracle signs and wonders shall be your portion. Miracle signs and wonders shall be your lifestyle. Miracle signs and wonders. I declare and decree, everybody under the sound of my voice, that 2021 will be a year like no other. That you shall see finances that you have never seen before. That you shall see healing that you have never seen before. That you shall see increase that you've never seen before. I decree and declare that you shall see a year like no other. That God is going to restore the last 10 years of your life, the last decade of your life. You shall see it in 2021. Don't count it strange that every time you turn around, it's a blessing. Every time you pick up the phone, it's a blessing. Every time you leave the house, it's a blessing. Every time, just go ahead and walk in it. Go ahead and get your praise for it. Go ahead and shout hallelujah. Go ahead and glorify his name because it's on the way. It's on the way. And those of you who've been waiting on a promise, God gave some of you a promise, and he said, I'll do it by the end of the year. I know it's December 2020, but let me tell you, God is not a respecter of time because he's out there and he's Omega. He can do it even at 11:59. So still have that faith. Still hold on to that hope. I know the sand looks like it's leaving the hourglass because we're on the last day in this year. But God said, if I owe you a promise, I will deliver on that very thing on today. God said, try me. God said, try me and I'll do it. God said, walk the rest of this day out like I said I was going to do it. And watch me show up and do what I said I was going to do. God said, I don't care who spoke every word, whatever word curse was spoken over your life. I bind it and I destroy it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover everybody on this live and on this phone with the blood of the Lord from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I declare no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I declare favor on your life. I declare God is going to enlarge your territory and increase your capacity. And I pray every tongue that rises against you from this day forward shall be silenced. And I pray that God will reveal your enemies. He will reveal the snakes and the wolves in sheep's clothing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you on today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for using me as your vessel, Lord, for using me for your people, Lord, for using me for your kings and queens, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, decrease kings, oh Lord, decrease me, Lord, as you increase in me, Lord God. I stand in the gap for my brothers and sisters on this morning. I stand as their intercessor on this morning, God. If their prayers have been halted, if their prayers have not reached heaven, I stand on their behalf, Lord God, pleading on their case, Lord. Lord God, I ask you to forgive them for their sins, Lord God. Forgive them for what they've done intentionally and unintentionally, Lord God. God, show them a miracle, a sign, and a wonder, Lord God. Show them who you are. Darkness has reigned long enough, but I declare that the wealth of the wicked is stored right up for the righteous. I declare it's about to be a switch, like that Drake song is about to be a switch, and you're going to sit down the wicked, and you're going to sit down those who are narcissistic. statistic, and you're going to sit down those who don't even pray and who don't even talk to you, who don't even have a good heart, and you're going to swap us out. You're going to put us in teacher positions and put us in the doctor positions and put us in real estate, Lord God. Put us in nursing and put us in a lawyer's office. Put us in CEO positions and put us in high positions and high places, Lord God. Swap us out for this season. Swap us out throughout the nation. Sweep this nation and let your agenda go forth like never before. Let your agenda bleed through this nation like never before. God, show them who you are. Show them how mighty you are. Show them that whose side they should be on in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I just want to give the live back over to the leaders of this house, and I thank you so much for your time. I thank you so much for tuning in on today.
My God, you worked that this morning. That's why God was very specific on me asking you to come back on this specific day at this specific time for his specific people to hear your word. He said because you stood up like Queen Ruth did for her people, that it's about to be an overflow for you, blessing his people for
Jesus.
What he gave you.
My God. My God. I thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
You worked there this morning. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woman of God.
Thank you.
I'm just going to relay the message that the Lord had given to me to get to you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
He told me to tell you this. He said, it is yours.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you.
Yeah.
Glory.
He said to tell the woman of God, it is yours.
Thank
this
you, Jesus.
That you spoke this morning, I'm going to tell you what the Lord called it in the spirit. This is what he called that prayer as you begin to pray for the nurses and the doctors and all of those people that you were praying to put in. He said, this is going to be called the Real Saints Takeover.
My God.
He said that he's going to start this revolution with you.
Jesus.
He said, this is going to be the revolution that he's going to start in you. He said, because you realize that in order for us to touch everybody, we have to have everybody in place. Mm-hmm. He said, this is what I'm going to give to you. He said, I'm going to bring these people to sit with you so you can counsel with them and talk to them about the relationship between being in the workplace and working for God at the same time. And they tell you're going to teach them balance. This is what I hear in the spirit. I hear you teaching the people of God balance. I see you as the one that is the leveler of the situation, because they're going to be coming asking, how is it that I can still worship and praise God and still be inside of a secular job? You're going to say, I can show you just how to do it, baby. Hang tight. Let me show you how it's done. God is going to give to you the revelation of how to deal with the people that are going to come to you with that, with the issues and problems of trying to live a life of saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, and still got to work in this same little bit of secular place. God said, I can fix that.
Jesus.
He said, I am. He said, you are the trumpet. You are a trumpet in this world. He said, the last season, this last season, you really thought that God didn't hear your prayer. You really did. You were just a little bit of confused about how this thing was going to work out. You knew God had it under control, but you was like, Lord, okay, it's starting to look real bad. It's starting to look real stank. It's starting to look real funky right now.
Yeah.
Oh oh, my God, it don't look nothing like you right now. God said, even when it didn't look like me, it was me. I had to get your stuff to die in order for me to make this thing that I'm supposed to make live inside of you. He said, I had to kill off some folk. See, sometimes God has to do what they call a mass purging of people so he can get rid of some folk. So when they saw you at your lowest point, when they saw you at your point the way it seemed like you wasn't effective, they started to leave. But God said, I did that purposely.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank he you, said, Lord. Now I can raise her.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. He said, I'm going to fix it now. To the point not only to where you're going to see it, but you're going to put your hands on it.
Ooh,
he said, I refuse, God, help me right here. He said, I refuse to let her go through this last season that she went through and not put her hands on the tangible things that I promised to her.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God,
yeah. It's going to start flowing like water. He said, you're gonna be you're gonna be like the widow woman with the barrel. Every time you dip your hand in, you're gonna have something to give. It's gonna seem like you're at the bottom of the barrel, but God say every time you scoop, woman of God, you're gonna have more than enough to be able to do not only for others, but to do for yourself. He said, I refuse to let you go through this last season of drought and not fulfill my promise.
Woo!
Man, woman of God, there's a man with a resource of money. He don't know what to do with, but God says he's looking for you.
Jesus.
And when he gets into your presence, you're going to know it, because as you begin to minister to him, he's going to say, I need to put something in your hand.
Jesus.
And the thing that he's going to put into your hand is going to change your life. I'm not a preacher that prophesied money, but woman of God, God told me to let you know that in this season that you're getting ready to walk into, there's going to be a tangible thing. Because watch this here, your heart is not for money, your heart is for the people. And because God said it takes money to reach these people, I'm going to put the money in your hand so you can reach the people that you need to reach.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
And the crazy part about it is, woman of God, God says I could trust her because she's not materialistic.
Jesus, nope.
He said I could trust her because she's not materialistic. She'll go without so somebody else can have. That's the reason why I got to bless her. That's the reason, come on, because what's this? Every time I give to her, she gives it out. Every time I put it in her hand, she puts it in somebody else's hand. Every time I pour it into her, she pours it out. Every time I put it in her presence, she gets all off. Lord, he say, the blessing of sowing and reaping, your harvest is now.
Jesus, I thank you, Lord.
Harvest and seed time going to come together for you right now in the name of Jesus. I see it. Every time you sow a seed, God says it's going to just come back to you. Every time you put overflow, my wife called it out of the air, overflow. Yes, God, overflow. It's going to overflow. It's going to be so to the point to the God, to the woman of God, it's going to start making you nervous. You're going to start checking your bank account, and you'll be like, wait a minute, hold on, Lord. Wait a minute, Jesus. Jesus, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's over $3,000 more than I had in there yesterday. What are you doing? God says, this is what I'm supposed to start doing. He ain't putting no small change in there. God says, I'm putting stuff in there.
Thank you, Lord.
The woman of God just told me to release to you. to receive this. She said that there are people that's going to start reaching out to you overseas. So to hear your, oh God, for you to pray for them, to for you to speak a word into their life. God says this is not only your time and your season, this is just your turn, woman of God.
Oh Lord,
and it's not going to be one or two that's going to reach out from overseas. The first one I hear is Dubai. So somebody from Dubai is going to reach out to you to hear a word from you, and for your business to be over there too. Just get ready.
Oh my God.
Our first thing I see is Dubai. Just get ready, woman of God. All I kept hearing was overflow. That's why it was very specific for you to be on here today to give that word that you gave today. You said 10 years. 10 years. And I'm so honored that you was able to get on here and say what God gave you to say to his people.
Thank you, Lord. I am so full. The Lord canceled my whole closing today
because
he knew I couldn't rush this.
Now, watch this. Let me give you this before I let you go. You said something in your message that God says it applied solely to you when you spoke it. You said, stand still and watch the salvation of your Lord, or the salvation of your God. Watch this here. God says that's all she ever did was stand still and watch me move.
She
said, because you stood still, you didn't move until you knew that it was his voice.
Yeah.
You didn't move until you knew, okay, God. And even when you started. And you say, wait a minute, hold on. Am I talking to the right person? Let me back up for a second.
Yeah.
And let me make sure that this is God's voice, because I don't want to move in this prematurely because I done wasted too much time before.
That is exactly the situation. Lord, help me.
So God says, because you stood still and waited on him, now he says to wait for you. Not as in wait, like standing still, but the waiter, he says to serve this thing to you. Yeah. Okay, God, this woman has to go. He said, ask what you will. He said, pick from the high side of the menu.
Jesus.
He said, pick from the good stuff. He said, pick from the side where they got all the good stuff at. He said, start picking from there. He said, because you deserve it. You deserve it. He said, you deserve it, woman of God. You deserve this.
And then those problems you've been thinking about, do it.
Thank you, Lord.
She said, that non-profit that you've been thinking about, she said, do it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's probably why God canceled my show, my thing today, because he said, I don't need you to rush this moment.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Are we done, Holy Ghost? Let me pray for you. Let me pray. Gracious and eternal Father, thank you for this word that you have given to this woman of God, God, to instruct these your people, to let them know that even though the situation may not look profitable,
yes, Lord.
Even though the
yes,
situation
Lord.
May not look like it's going to work.
Yes, Lord.
And watch the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Stand still. Don't lose heart. Don't lose your fight. Father, we thank you for that word.
Yes,
and not
Lord.
Only touched the lives of the ones that was under the sound of her voice, but Lord, as her voice traveled across this country,
yes.
God had met the ears of every woman,
yes,
every
Lord.
Man, every boy, every girl that was under the sound of her voice. Yeah, God gave them the push, gave them the drive, gave them the fight to say, I am going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on standing until the Lord releases what he say he's going to release. Thank you for her stand, oh God. Thank you for the girding of her spirit woman. Of the woman of God, of the weapon of warfare that you have created her to be, God. We thank you, oh God. God, that as she stood and spoke with the authority that was in her mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Bold. Yeah. Bold. The battering ram in the spirit and would not let down. God, our prayer. Our prayer today, God. God, restore unto her that she poured out. God, let the graces of the Lord, let your grace that's sufficient, God. God, not only just run down, God, down her forehead, the fresh anointing, the fresh oil, the fresh grace run down her forehead, God. God, down into her garments, down into her shoes, God. God, as she began to even walk and touch those that's connected to her, that this grace, God, not only just rub off on them, God, but it becomes fire in their life.
Jesus.
That they don't walk, God, with that she puts in their hand, but they run with it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the restoration and power that you have given unto her to speak life to her people, to these your people, the people that were under the sound of your voice today, God. Thank you for restoration and power. Now, Father, we pray against a spiritual attack. devil, we see you in the room. We know you tried to show up. You tried to hide amongst the people. We know you're here. So we acknowledge you, not because we're trying to give you no accolades, but, Joker, we know you're here.
We
won't speak to you because we understand that you are trying to shoot your shot. But we know that your weapon has been formed. We know that your weapon has been fired. We know your weapon even hit the mark. But can I be the bearer of bad news in the room in here for you right now? Your weapon may have hit the target, but it did not prosper. You tried. I'm so glad you tried. I'm so glad you showed up and you tried. But guess what? It made the situation even stronger, because there are some of them on the line right now that saw the bullet hit the target. They saw the bullet. There's some of them in the room right now that saw that the target was hit. But watch this here. She's still standing. She's still here. She watch this here. The word never left her mouth. The promise never left her presence. The walk never changed. You can try as you must, but watch this here. You will not win.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
So we speak to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The realm that you're used to hearing us in. Yeah, we speak to you. We condemned you back to the place where you belong, back on your belly. We're going to curse you back to your belly like the Lord did, like the Lord did. We're going to curse you to your belly and say, crawl upon your belly.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We cast you down. You have no power. We put you under our feet. For the Bible says that after the Holy Ghost have come upon us, we should be able to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manner of evil. So we tread on you this morning. We step on your head. We are the generation that will bruise your head. So we're kicking your teeth in this morning. We ain't giving you no fight. We letting you know we're coming for real. 2021, devil, we coming for your head, bruh. We're coming for your head. So the woman of God, as she time, my God. And she comes for your head this morning. We thank you for the weapons of her warfare not being carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you for every attack that you got coming, bro, because watch this, they will not work.
Yes.
We command you to loose every place that you thought that you had victory in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Let the people know how to contact you when they're ready to purchase a home. You are nationwide. Also, let them know if they want to get hear a word from you, how they can contact you as well.
You can contact me. The easiest way is probably my website, www.kendraconyers.com. That's K-E-N-D-R-A, Kendra, and then Conyers, C-O-N-Y-E-R-S. From there, my email address is there, and you can submit a form on the website as well, or book a consultation to purchase a home or sell a home. Even if you're in a different state or a different country, if you start with me, I can still be able to help with the process and pair you with another realtor nationwide. So just give me your buzz.
Amen. 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 Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break. Pastor Douglas has something for you. And again, thank you so much for coming on. Hold on for a second.
Thank you so much.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
I wish I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
When everyone else around,
oh,
only see the worst in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, sir. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if He would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that His arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify. See, I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I demand if He would be there.
The number is 563-999-3628. We stand on what we say. We say what we mean, and we mean what we say. If you need prayer, press 1. We will immediately go into prayer for you. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 29 declares, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Nowhere says it's going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it.
Amen. Our opportunity today to share with you this invitation, if you would, to those of you that are under the sound of our voices, is an invitation that is extended to you to get into the right relationship with God. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Not complicated at all. The Bible says simply, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. So this is your opportunity to walk into your, watch this here, safety. So we're just going to declare this over your life. It's not going to be complicated. I'm not going to make this a real long, drawn-out situation because I know that there are some of y'all that are under the sound of our voices, not only just here on the radio broadcast, but there are those across this world, across this country that are listening in. This is your opportunity to receive safety in Him. And it is in Him we live. It's in Him we breathe. It's in we have Him, we have our being. So here's my decree over your life. We're going to decree this scripture over your life. Let's pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come, God, thanking you, God, for the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices right now that comes to surrender their life to you this morning. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you give them the holy boldness, God, to walk into this newness in who you are, a new season and a new them. God, this is the opportunity, God, to cross over into this new place, this new mindset, this new will, this new authenticity of who you are. This is the opportunity. So we pray to you right now, gracious Master, that you would just move, not only by your power, but by your strength. Step into the room. Give them the ability to stand and to withstand. God, all of the things that the enemy would desire to put on them and try to shift them like wheat. But for we know all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we pray that your purpose be made manifest even now, that the grace of the Lord and the peace of the Lord be on you right now. Father, we declare the scripture over their life, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that you died. Your son, Jesus, died on the cross, and now they are saved. We declare that over their life, and the clarity of life now is made whole in them. So today, God, we thank you for all things being made well in their life as they walk into the newness of who they are. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. We thank you. Father, we pray for those, God, that are sick and shut in, those that are dealing with issues in their bodies, those, God, that are dealing with all types of overwhelming circumstances and situations that are coming in their life. God, we pray for them right now. God, we lift them up to you. God, we pray that you would make the crooked road straight. God, you will bring down, God, every stronghold that's against their life. God, you give clarity, peace, joy, hope, and strength to them even now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, as they overcome this thing and this place, God, let them know that you are God and you are God all by yourself, and that you could do all things. You could do all things for them as they can do all things in you. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. We thank you guys so very much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. And we bless you and we magnify the God that is in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Remember, if you want to sow or be a part of the World Gospel Connection, you can sow at $WGC2020. You can sow at $WGC2020. We have Freestyle Friday on tomorrow. You can tune in from 8 to 10. If you need prayer, feel free to call in or inbox us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, if you need blessed oil, message me, let me know, send your address, and if you're in Houston area, we will bring it to you. If not, I would definitely mail it to you. No, it's not for sale. It's blessed oil to be given to you. It's not the oil, it's your faith that caused the blessings to flow. Again, be blessed. Know that God is the beginning and the end, and He is always on time. It might look rough, but continue to stand on His word. Remember, the faith of size of a mustard seed. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and Apostle myself are here if you need us. Have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you guys soon.
know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time it is, 'cause time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. And no one had to say a word, couldn't even make a sound, but I give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Please, I don't want you to go. In your presence, and I want more. I want more. I want more.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room? Feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more.
Would you say, I want more?
I want more.
My heart is burning when I'm in your presence.